Proclamation number 3649, dated the January 6th, 1946. Love, wisdom. Selfish love, error, darkness. All darkness will leave you. Every veil will fall from your eyes. The love of God will reveal itself brightly and clearly to you if you make the effort to live with love. Since out of love comes wisdom, the realization of pure truth, and you become knowledgeable, depending on your attained degree of love. Yet without love you will stay in spiritual darkness. Without love you will never become enlightened. You will never be able to distinguish truth from lie and error. You will never understand the depth of the deity, and his rule and actions will remain hidden to you. And for this reason Jesus taught love on earth. For this reason he could only bring the truth to those people who followed his lessons of love. For this reason he was able to teach his disciples and impart on them profound knowledge, because he recognized the love in them, and that is why he chose them to become his disciples. People first have to be encouraged to love, otherwise they cannot find the truth. Love is God, truth is God, and therefore, whoever is without love is without God and walks in error. However, to live in love means to be good to other human beings from an innermost urge of heart, to help whenever they need it, when they suffer hardship, yet always without self-interest, always at the prompting of the heart. Then it is divine love and not selfish love which the human being has to oppose if he wants to please God. Selfish love prevents the human being from acting kindly towards other people. It is therefore the greatest danger to him, as it leads him into wrong thinking, into error, and into darkness of spirit, because selfishness formerly led to the fall of the spirit. The completely enlightened being fell into spiritual darkness due to the wrong kind of love. It could no longer discern the truth and became a subject of the one who fought against the truth, against God. Thus every person who exists without divine love will be a servant to the one who is entirely without love, and will be as distant from the truth as he, due to his heartlessness, is distant from God, because God, love and truth are one. And that is why only the human being who acts kindly himself, and who on account of his love is led wisdom, can live in truth and know God on earth. All veils will fall from him. He will recognize the goal brightly and clearly, since God will reveal himself to him. He will guide him into truth and turn him into a recipient of light and strength, even on earth. This will enable him to work with love for the souls of his fellow human beings, and to show them the path which leads to truth and light, so that he can convey to them that only the adherence to Jesus' teachings of love will result in right thinking, in enlightenment of the spirit, in order that the fellow human being can also know the truth and therefore God himself as the eternal truth. Amen.